When people heard Chopin play, they assumed Field must have taught him. I'll also be trying to unravel the mystery of who invented the nocturne. John Field and Frédéric Chopin as Composers of the Week, weekdays at 12 noon and 6:30.
And that's here on BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio or in high-definition sound online. Time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington, who, by the sounds of it, is standing in the middle of the playground.
Shall we have the Dusty Bluebell now?
Yes! In and out, the dusty bluebells, in and out, the dusty bluebells, in and out, the dusty bluebells, I am your master. Tippity-tappity on your shoulder, tippity-tappity on your shoulder, tippity-tappity on your shoulder, I am your master. In and out, the dusty bluebells, in and out, the dusty bluebells, in and out, the dusty bluebells,
this is another very pretty game to watch. The girls are all standing around an enormous ring. They've been joined by a lot of others who are standing around. And they've got their hands high. And it started off by one little girl going in and out the different arches. And then when they got to a certain point, she stood behind one of the girls and tip-tap on her back. And then that little girl had to join up and proceed under the arches again behind the little girl who was the leader. And so we join up and get a large line of people all going in and out the arches. The circus is getting smaller and smaller now because more and more people are being taken outside going in and out the arches.
Well, I've been digging around in the BBC archive for some children's songs and I found some from 1938. The children there singing Dusty Bluebells from a playground in Millwall. More from the archives later on. And welcome to Late Junction. It's very good to be back with you. And thanks to Nick and Anna Hilda for being here while I was at the Punkt Festival in Oslo for Jager Jazzist and Britten Sinfonia and at the Ultima Festival. And across this fortnight, I'm playing music brought back from his trips around the world for World Roots by the producer James Parkin. I'm going to make him blush, I know, but he's quite a remarkable person who simply charms music out of people in sometimes very unlikely situations with a great depth of human understanding. So this is James in Mongolia recording a singer called Chulung Batra, who was part of a group, but James thought that his voice and his horsehair fiddle playing was so exquisite they simply had to get some solo material from him. So they enticed him into the oldest building in Ulaanbaatar, an ancient temple, and he performed different styles to illustrate the famous overtone singing of the Mongols.
covered in poisonous Sprite. I'm absolutely nasty. That's why I have to say I'm an horrible orange.
He's a horrible orange.
I'm an horrible orange.
He's a horrible orange.
I'm an horrible orange.
He's an horrible orange.
You shouldn't eat me.
You shouldn't eat me.
I'm a soggy white sandwich made from bleached white bread. I'm absolutely useless. I should be brown instead. I'm a soggy white sandwich.
He's a soggy white sandwich.
I'm a soggy white sandwich.
He's a soggy white sandwich.
I'm a soggy white sandwich.
He's a soggy white sandwich.
I should be brown instead.
He should be brown instead.
Back home in bed.
I'm a miserable maggot. I live in poisoned fruit. I always have bad tummy ache and very often have to puke. I'm a miserable maggot.
He's a miserable maggot.
I'm a miserable maggot.
He's a miserable maggot.
Yes, I'm such a miserable maggot.
He's such a miserable
cause
maggot.
Cause fruit ain't what it used to be.
Fruit ain't what it used to be.
I'm a packet of pre-processed pudding for your children to have for tea. If you think that my ingredients are simple, I contain sugar, edible oil with antioxidant starch, sodium caseinate, permitted emulsifier, sodium phosphate, flavourings, lecithin and colour. I'm a packet of pre-processed pudding.
He's a packet of pre-processed pudding.
I'm a packet of pre-processed pudding.
He's a packet of pre-processed pudding.
I'm a packet of pre-processed pudding.
Pudding.
And I contain sugar, edible oil with antioxidant starch, sodium caseinate, permitted emulsifier, sodium phosphate, flavorings, lecithin, and colour.
I'm an horrible DJ. My senses are all knotted. The music that I play you is either canned or potted.
Right, right.
I'm an horrible DJ.
He's a horrible DJ.
I'm an horrible DJ.
He's an horrible DJ.
I'm a disastrous DJ.
He's a disastrous DJ.
You shouldn't listen to me.
You shouldn't listen to me.
Come on, we're not that bad. That was Horrible Orange from Kevin Ayers and Archie Leggett, and The Banana Follies, recorded by Radio 1 at the Hampstead Theatre Club in London in September 1972, where I believe admission was just 60p. And just before that, a group of Mongolian throat songs recorded in Ulaanbaatar, sung by Chulung Bathra in the overtone singing style, said to have been invented by Genghis Khan himself to terrify, intimidate and confuse approaching armies, recorded by producer James Parkin. Stephanie Hladovsky and Chris Joynes have been trawling through the archives in Cecil Sharp House, inspired by recordings of traditional songs. Harry Cox's 1934 version of The Pretty Ploughboy was the inspiration for this track on their CD, The Wild, Wild Berry.
Thank you.
Epilepsy is dancing, she's a Christ now departing, and I'm finding my rhythm as I twist in the snow. Oh, the metal burned in me, down the brain of my river. Oh, that fire was searching for a waterway home. I cry, glitter is love. My eyes pinned inside with green jewels, hang like Christmas stars from a golden vein. As I came to screaming, hold me while I'm dreaming, for my fingers are curling and I cannot breathe. Then I cried in the kitchen, how I seen your ghost witching as a soldering blue line between my eyes. Cut me in quadrants, cut me in quadrants, leave me in the corner, cut me in quadrants, leave me in the corner, cut me in quadrants, leave me in the corner. Ooh, now it's passing, ooh, now I'm dancing.
Anthony and the Johnsons there with the Danish National Chamber Orchestra, Epilepsy is Dancing. That's from their recent album, Cut the World. And that was Soft Machine just before, Aubade by Carl Jenkins and Caillou by John Marshall. And just at the start there, Stephanie Kladowski and C Joins and their version of The Pretty Ploughboy from their recent album, The Wild, Wild Berry, which I'm very happy to say grew out of the session they did for Late Junction last year. Thanks as ever for all your messages and emails and tweets. And out of all of that has come a request to hear Lol Coxhill and Morgan Fisher, Pretty Little Girl.
And we will stop to blend to and through.
Now then, what's the next game going to be?
Lucy Locket.
Lucy Locket. Lucy Locket lost her pocket. I know the words of that, but I don't know how the game's played. Will somebody tell me how it's played?
They all stand round in the ring, and when they sing the song of Lucy Locket, and when they've finished saying Kitty, all ribbon round it, someone touches another, and they run round, and the last one back is a, and says Lucy Locket.
Oh, I've got the idea. Somebody's to get into the empty place, and the one that doesn't goes here.
Yeah.
I've got it. Good.
Lucy Locket lost her pocket. Kitty Fisher found it. Not a penny was there in it, only ribbon round it. Come on, Lucy!
Oh, one of the races has fallen.
The sounds of Millwall in 1938, a children's playground and the game of Lucy Locket. And just before that, Lowell Coxhill and Morgan Fisher, Pretty Little Girl from the album Slow Music. Now, here's another of producer James Parkin's recordings from the times he's been recording for World Roots around the world. This time he's in Laos, recording in Bangkok, not the capital of Thailand, but a small village on the Laos-Thailand border. They recorded this group of farmer musicians in a local Buddhist temple. It was festival season at the time and everyone was singing or dancing. Specifically, it was the rocket festival season, which celebrates the first rains and the harvest. And it's a fertility festival with large rockets symbolising, how shall I put it, various fertility gestures. James and the crew ended up there quite by accident. They'd flown from Bangkok in Thailand to record the rocket festival in Laos, only to be told that the festival has moved across the border to Thailand. So, yes, they flew from Thailand to Laos to drive back across the border to Thailand. This is Kambani Kalotong and Poor Farmer's Boy.
เสียหอ อดชาเด้อน้ำตาลมาคุรีนั้นผู้สุนทางขันอมนอกขันขอขันท้อได้ก็ย่อมวันกิ้งวางบ่สมควรดอกหน้าน้องอันต้องดูให้ทวนทีมีก็มีรอบเพิ่นคุณบ่จนให้ผัดเม่นเฮาเสียค่ายานักคาเหล่าเว้าง่ายๆแนวสิบหายขายตัวงัวนั่นโตคุ้ยตารางเดือนนกูนบานตาหวานไปหาวันดอกหาเอื้นทันวัดเสื้อนั่นเดินเปล่าให้พวกเจ้าดอกพี่น้องมันมารวมจะรวมงานเดี๋ยวนี้มีหอดแขกดอกทางบ้านอันเท่าท่านก็มาโฮมสมสะเหลาให้ควรคิดอันหินต้องบึงเด้อน้องลาเสียแต่ของลกทางสินบ่ยินดีดอกทางที่มีแต่เสียนั่นบาดเบียกระเป๋าแห้งแม่นบ่ยังกิ้งบางไงน้องคิดนั่นแต่ครั้งอันปางก้อนมโนลากับทั้งสีนันทุนบาห่วงสะนอนหอกมอนมุงทิ้งมังบ่ได้จุ้งหนกแขนเขาอันผ้าขวัญนั้นสูงสูคุณลูกกับนันนอนวัวก็ตายย้อนก็บ่สู้ลาก่อนว่าสู้นั้นสีห้าก็ขอบฟ้าเว้นนั่งมีสาวผู้ดีก็คือกันแต่ย่อหลอกพันแบงแพงขวัญพ่อแต่มาลบถึงนี่สิสมควรแล้วสิอวยสิขอลาลงละดีแพงสีมาสมควรพ่อสำนีพ่อสมควรเนี่ยสำนีบักล้ำอายสิอวยลง
He never touches us, but he loves us, and he wants us to love one another gently and intently. He has golden locks and smells of newly bathed childhood. While we sleep, he speaks to us from somewhere inside our sleep, every word like a smile. He expresses himself through faint puffs of breath on the borders of the audible. When he smiles, we realize that we are finite and mortal. His company is a band of small angels, plump and drowsy, at dusk resembling seals or penguins with their impractical wings and waddling gait. At times he shows himself as a bumblebee or hummingbird, and whenever a flower opens, he is filled with a reckless joy, distilled and concentrated in the word bliss. The wind whispers to the grass, and the grass whispers back. He loves us. He dreams of kissing us with lips of fire. For each newborn child, he plants a tree in the light with roots that reach down into the dark. He knows how troubled we are. He is waiting for us. He is listening out for our footsteps. We are often drenched and forlorn. He is waiting to see us home.
Oh, how would you know?
Well, I'm recently back from the Punkt Festival in Kristiansand, which I now call my September home. And just out is a CD which actually grew out of last year's festival and a collaboration with David Sylvian. Uncommon Deities is the title of the album, and that track was The God of Small Caresses, the text by Paul Helge Haugen. And featuring on that track, Jan Bang and Eric Honoré, who are the Punkt Festival directors, David Sylvian, Cecil Andresen, John Tilbury, Philip Jek, and Marguerite Oved. And just before that, Kambani Kalotong and his family from Laos, and a track called Poor Farmer's Boy, recorded by James Parkin. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. This is a rather famous Icelandic choir. They're the Hamralith Choir with a lullaby, Sleep Now Softly.
Thank you.
One of Israel's most interesting and talented folk musicians, the kamanche player Mark Eliyahu, whom the producer James Parkin discovered at the 2011 International Oud Festival in Jerusalem. Mark's from a little-known group of mountain Jews from the ex-Soviet satellite state of Dagestan, and his father, who features on this recording as well, even speaks the ancient language of these Jews. So that was Mark Eliyahu playing kamanche, Paris Eliyahu on tar, and Yaakov Levsamich playing zarb. And they followed on from the Hamrahlith Choir from Iceland. There's been much anticipation about the new solo CD by Stian Vesterhus. Its release in Norway immediately started piling up the five-star reviews. Stian recorded it at the Vigeland Mausoleum in Oslo, an extraordinary place often used by musicians for its extensive reverb. Stian very touchingly has dedicated the album to his grandmother, who died last year, very brave and very strong person. So I thought I'd play you the last track of all from the album, called The Wrong Kind of Flowers.
Woo!
Diane Vesterhuis and The Wrong Kind of Flowers. The BBC's piano season is underway, celebrating all kinds of piano music. I'm going to play you part of Liszt's transcription of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony, recorded by the ever adventurous and inventive Ashley Wass, who somehow has the effect of always making me listen closely to whatever he has to play. Ashley recorded this at Restoration House in Rochester on an 1820s Gierakowski forte piano from Moravia. And there's a rather nice touch in the programme notes on the CD. Ashley gives thanks to the instrument for having the tenacity and courage to put up with his ferocious assault.
Thank you.
Ashley Wass playing the closing movement of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony in Liszt's transcription, recorded at Restoration House in Rochester on an 1820s forte piano. And that's just out on Orchid Classics. You can catch Ashley Wass with Hugh Watkins live in concert here on Radio 3 on the 15th of October. That comes direct from the Two Moors Festival, and the concert will be at St John the Baptist Church in Heatherley in Devon if you want to go along. Now, have you got some headphones and have you got someone to hold your hand, because you don't want to go to this place on your own? White Noise was a trio formed in 1968 by Delia Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop and bass player David Vorhaus. This is Black Mass, Electric Storm in Hell.
Summoned me to a field.
Black Mass, Electric Storm in Hell from White Noise. That's Delia Derbyshire, Brian Hodgson and David Voorhaus. And there it'll be, perched on the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days. You know you want to. I'm going to follow that with Roland Kirk from the 1964 album I Talk With the Spirits. Couple of tracks from Roland Kirk's 1964 album I Talk With the Spirits. Roland Kirk and Bob Moses with Fugin and Aludin, and then Ruined Castles, Roland Kirk's version of a Japanese folk tune. And some more music now recorded in Mongolia by producer James Parkin while on travels for World Roots. Here's the singer Zagat Ocher and the fiddler Nam Dagwa recorded in the Arbut sands of the Gobi Desert.
Ooh.
Recorded in the Gobi Desert by James Parkin and the World Roots team, the singers Tad Ocher and Otgong Setseg, and the fiddle player Noam Dagwa. Music by Nico Muley ends Late Junction tonight from the recently released EP Drones and Viola. Nadia Sirota is the viola player, Bruce Brubaker playing piano in Nico Muley's Material in a Long Cadence. Till tomorrow at the same time. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night and to Charles Gounod's version of Shakespeare's Eternal Lovers, Romeo et Juliet, a compelling musical spectacle true to the Bard's best dramatic intentions, if not to the original story. It was first heard in Paris in 1867, and this is a performance from the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in November 2010. French specialist Daniel Oran conducts. The cast, led by tenor Piotr Betchawa and soprano Nino Machaidze in the title roles, and tenors Alfie Beau as Tybalt and Stéphane Degout as Mercutio. So, to Act One, a ball at the Capulet Palace, with Juliet's arrival eagerly awaited by her cousin Tybalt and her suitor Paris. Capulet duly presents his daughter, the revellers exclaim at her beauty, and as Capulet leads his guests off, Romeo, a Montague, and his friends steal into the ballroom, all of them masked. Romeo feels uneasy, and Mercutio mocks him, telling him he's been visited by Mab, the queen of dreams and illusions. Then Romeo catches sight of Juliet approaching and sings of this celestial beauty who seems like a sunbeam in the night. But his friends hurry him off. Juliet's in high spirits, and in the famous waltz song, tells her nurse she's not interested in marrying, and then Romeo reappears and declares his love for her. Tybalt returns, recognises Romeo, and Juliet is shocked to find that Romeo is a Montague.
Thank you. Excuse me.